Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Realized I left the house this morning in such a hurry, I'm not even wearing my glasses. It's kind of weird to me. Have you ever done that? Well,
yeah,
you can't.
Well, I can't.
You,
I know.
You literally can't
Dolby
leave the house.
Dolby did that too last week.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just throwing me off here. Back at it, though. You know what? That was one of those holidays where I'm kind of happy to be back at work. It was a little hectic. We've got a sick kid at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is 6 months old and... yeah, he's got his first cold, and it's pretty bad. Got it while we were in that germ-infested tube of an airplane.
Yeah,
going to Arizona and back. It was there was a dude beside us, and he was just not covering his mouth.
Going
at all
ballsy on you.
I knew he was gonna do it.
So did you tell him?
Yeah, I gave him the old. You know how you give him the old googly eyes,
yeah.
Like hey, you know, one of those.
Yeah,
and he didn't care. His wife did, though. Actually, his wife did say, cover your mouth, there's a newborn over there. And that was nice of her to do. But a too little, too late.
You know,
and then on the way home, he's on the plane, too, because he's coming back. And I give him the eyes like, yeah, you did it. You did it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, pal. You know, I found it. I'm not laughing at your expense, but it snowed for the first time in 100 years in Arizona.
Well, I was down there, yeah. Snowed. Rain the first 2 days in the desert.
So did you? Because I know when you were planning this family vacation, because your brother came along, you had suggested maybe we should go later in March because it's warmer, and your brother said no, we're going in February because this works out with the kids.
You didn't hear anything about that.
Did you give it to him?
Oh yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm not sure. You remember the Prodigy?
Yeah.
Okay, Keith Flint. The Firestarter guy,
yeah,
lead singer. He died. Like I just found out now, he's dead. Died at the age of 49. So a lot of people in rock and roll are talking about it because the Prodigy were one of those like crossover groups,
yeah,
that played around a lot with rock musicians. Anyway, I'm just like details are still coming in about it, but yeah, Keith Flint of the Prodigy, lead singer, dead.
Wow, that's
scary stuff, man.
So did Mona die from Who's the Boss?
Well, I mean, she was like
89.
Yeah, yeah.
She died of Alzheimer's. But I mean, she was iconic. She was, everybody knew who she was.
I mean, yeah, everybody's dying. It's like, this is a common thing. It's like,
you live, you die.
Does it happen to all of us?
You live, yes.
Oof. It's a scary thought.
You're dying a little bit inside wearing that Cardinals hat. Anyway.
You know, yes, I am, because my New England Patriots. Yeah. So the music lab is back.
Yeah.
I've been gone. So I did not know that we are doing this once again.
It's only like 5 minutes long. You can do it when you're doing your morning constitution right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just pick which songs you like, which songs you don't. Listen to little clips.
Yeah.
And you're entered to win a $100 gift card from our friends at Moxie's.
Cool.
So there you go. Yeah.
Go and do it right now at thewolfrocks.com. Yeah. You can also do it on the free Wolf app.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it's your chance to have a little bit of input on the station you love, 104.9 The Wolf. And if you don't love it, I guess the feeling's not reciprocal.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's here, like it or not, with Chad and Ballsy back intact and ready to do this thing. It's sad, though. 25 years since John Candy died.
In Mexico, shooting a film.
Was he in Mexico when he died?
Yeah, I think it was Wagons East or whatever he was shooting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Mexico shooting a film. He had just found out that the Argos were being sold. That was his lifelong goal, you know, he wanted to be a football player, but he had a knee injury in high school.
Huh.
So he told his acting teacher that he was one day going to own the Toronto Argonauts. And he did. Him and McDonald and Gretzky.
So if you're wondering, because there are sadly a lot of people listening that are saying, who's John Candy?
One of the greatest comedians from Canada,
right?
Ever.
Like SCTV. Mm-hmm. Who you might not know who
Uncle
that is.
Buck.
Uncle Buck. I think that's the best way to put it. He's Uncle Buck.
Yeah,
and that's how a lot of people know him. Or you know, the Great Outdoors. He's the dad.
He was in the one of the musicians in the van on Home Alone, the very first Home Alone.
Yeah, the part of the polka band.
Polka band. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great. A lot of comedians say he was just underrated.
He was supposed to be, they wrote him the part that Rick Moranis had in Ghostbusters, but Rick got it. He was supposed to be in Ghostbusters, too.
Did he die before? No. Well,
no. Just Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis got it. They had him in mind when they wrote the part, but Rick Moranis got that part instead of John Candy. But yeah, he was top shelf.
Yeah.
And think about this: the guy was now that I'm getting up there in age, I kind of measure my life to what he was 43 when he died.
He's a big dude.
43. Yeah.
He's a big boy. Like yeah. He was pushing. He was probably almost four.
And we're in a CFL market here. He was a guy that really went to all the places, because back then, if you didn't get a sellout on home turf, the game was blacked out. He'd go to all the markets 2 days before where his Argos were playing, like here, and he'd do all the media tours and all that stuff. And every year, that first year, his team, the blackout was lifted because of all the work he did, just coming in on his own dime. And yeah, he really loved the league. Yeah.
One of the greats. One of the most underrated Canadians out there.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
He is, because you think about it, he's one of those Canadians that we should be so proud of, but for some reason he always gets overlooked.
That's a good point.
John Candy, dead 25 years.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was off for 2 weeks, and part of our job is that we have to be involved in social media. So Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Snapchat, all that stuff. And I wanted to give myself a break from it because it's overwhelming, you know? So I deleted all of my social media apps from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was off on the Friday, so as soon as I got home from work, I deleted them all. And I did not put them back on until I got back into camp. Actually, this last Friday, so 2 weeks off.
How'd you find it?
It's so nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. The first couple days are really hard. Because you find yourself
grabbing your phone for no reason.
The phantom reaches, right?
Yeah.
Like you reach for your phone and then you realize you got nothing to do on it. And it was tough for air travel too, because you're sitting in the airport. What do you do when you're at the airport? You go through your social media. Well, I didn't have that.
Visit with family.
So that's what I had to do. Sit and talk. But then even then, your family, they're all on social media, right? They're all on their phones. That's the first thing I noticed, is how much other people are on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the death of conversation a little bit.
Oh,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
But the one thing that is nice is when you're not on your phone, it actually breeds conversation throughout the group. So because you don't have a phone to
you guilt
to be
them
on,
to not be on their phone.
It kind of guilts them to not be on their phone and engage in conversation with you.
Yeah.
But I was still reaching for my phone all the time. There were a couple of times where I was out and I thought of a great social media post, and I didn't have anywhere to put it.
So were you frustrated? Did it ruin the moment?
It didn't. It really, I would be upset by it for like 2 seconds, and then I'd go, all right, well, you know what? Nobody really needs to hear that anyway, so next.
Yeah, like the one I'm hating this time of year are, like, are you foot model? I don't need to see your feet looking out the ocean at your feet. I don't need to see that.
I wanted to share a picture of
the pool?
The mountains. No, mountains in Arizona with the snow on them.
Yeah.
And go figure. Chad comes to Arizona and there's snow in the mountains, right? But then I was like, well, what's that do? People sitting at home in minus 40 are going, ooh, snow on the mountains that are 30 miles away.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right? So what I suggest is that you do that every now and then. Take a couple weeks, even a year. And just delete everything from your phone, and you have to do that. You can't just say, oh, I'm not going to reach for my phone. I just won't go on. No, you have to delete them. Get them off your phone. No temptation, and you will feel like a new person for at least a couple weeks. And then now I'm back into it.
You're right back into it.
I'm hooked into the Matrix and ready to go. I'm Keanu Reeves.
Can you post something right away?
Oh, I've already posted 4 things this morning.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Talking about how I deleted my social media apps over the 2 week holiday I was just on. I wanted to unplug entirely.
And so you kind of live like Ballsy for 2 weeks. Social illiterate.
Well, you have Twitter though. You're on
Twitter.
On Twitter,
but yeah, only just for work. But like, it's not like I don't like really take random.
But do
pictures.
You search through it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. See, I didn't even do that. Nothing. I didn't have them on my phone.
You had to go through, because you do it more for this show than I do. You must have gone through a bit of withdrawal.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Like I told you, I had the phantom reaches where I reach for my phone and there's nothing on there
because
I deleted my apps. That's why I got rid of them.
Right.
Getting texts from you guys at 936 Wolf. Mike says, I take one day a week off from Facebook, usually Saturday or Sunday. There's too much garbage out there, and I just need to unplug.
Yeah.
Sasha says, I deleted my apps when we went to Mexico in January. I had them re-downloaded before boarding the plane to go down. I was starting to twitch. It's crazy, though. Even just a few hours away from it, That's what it does. Eric says, I will not download social media apps. PC only. So uses them on the computer okay. and that's it. I understand that. But then you can't use Instagram. Well, I guess you can. But
you can. You got to figure it out.
It's a phone-friendly
app. Yeah, yeah.
And Margaret says this, and this is an interesting one. In fact, a friend of mine said that he does this too. I only use my social media apps while doing cardio. So the only time I am on my phone looking at social media is when I'm running on the treadmill, when I'm on my bike. That's what Margaret says.
I like that.
She says, that way I melt my brain, but I mold my body.
Well, and that's your reward for doing the stepper and stuff. You get to look at your social media.
Right.
I like it.
And then you get to post pictures of yourself at the gym.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, yeah, ripped.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we're talking about the social media rules, mm-hmm. and well, you got off social media
for two weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're talking about social media rules, and these are some of the things people say you should always adhere to. Don't randomly FaceTime people. Like,
oh,
if you
God,
want a
no.
video chat, shoot them a text first.
It's not just FaceTime. It's any sort of video chatting.
Yeah.
Like, anything. You can't do that. You got to give them a heads up. Or just don't answer it. I don't answer it if somebody randomly messages me.
Yeah.
Text me beforehand. Let me
know. This is a world full of, like, likes and comments and stuff. Kind of like what you said you wanted to post a picture of the mountains with snow on, right?
Right.
Yeah. You're looking at this. I don't know if you're looking for likes, but you're just going to have people comment.
I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
You know?
So don't. I'm not saying you were, but they say don't ask for likes, comments, or shares.
Oh, never especially do that. Or don't ever do this post. This many people die from this a year, but nobody cares. Just to prove it, nobody will share this post. Shut up.
Yeah.
Stop reaching. Okay.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Yeah. All that stuff. Or yeah, if this post gets this many likes, so and so will do. No, that's not gonna happen.
And don't generic. And don't send those, because you busted my. And I don't do it now. You busted my grapes the other day when I sent you that chain. Chain one.
Right.
Because your wife showed you the chain.
Yeah.
Well, I sent your wife the
You're
chain
better
one.
Than that.
I'm better than that. Yeah.
You're better than
I
that.
I am better than that. Anyway, what are your social media rules?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we got some social media rules rolling in here. 936 Wolf. This from Dustin. My social media rules, no social media. Yeah. I've been off everything for 2 years now. Don't miss it at all. And don't see myself going back anytime soon.
If I could do it, I would, Dustin.
John texts in. Social media rule number one. My friends are actually my friends, not some random person I met once at a party and will never ever see again, or a friend of a friend of a friend. Mm. No one cares if you have 50 friends or 500. Quality over quantity.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Deborah says, don't go on Facebook and post a bunch of cheesy quotes or memes.
Right. To do it once or twice is one thing, but to have three a day.
Yeah. This one from Scott I agree with. Do not put bad news on social media. You need to do that via the phone or face-to-face.
I disagree. What do you mean? Bad? Oh, like if it's horribly life-affecting.
Horrible news, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I agree with you there, mm-hmm. but... I sometimes feel like people only put the good stuff on social media.
That is
right?
true.
And then you think that they live some fantasy life where their life is way better than yours, and you get that fear of missing out and all that stuff. It's a toxic world sometimes. So I think my rule to social media is just you gotta take everything with a grain of salt. And you have to really moderate how much you're on there.
I just came up with this because I'm trying to make my kids get off their phones at supper time when we're together around a table.
Right.
So much like we used to talk about at the restaurant, I said, you put your phone down. First person to touch their phone has to do all the dishes.
Oh, well, that probably works real well.
So we're going to implement that, yes.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Fucking social media rules that we should follow. This text coming in, it just says, quote, I hate Facebook. I have a friend that lives a long way from me and suffers from depression. He bears his soul on Facebook every day and it breaks my heart. You'll never find help there. That's true. Social media is not your psychiatrist.
I agree. No bad news on Facebook, guys. I found out that my father died because my brother posted it on Facebook and my teen son's the one who pointed it out to me.
Oh,
you don't do that.
Christine says this. Hey, guys, social media rules. If you meet someone on a dating app, Tinder, for example, don't randomly slip into my DMs. I went on a couple dates with a guy. It went badly and I told him I wasn't interested. 4 months later, he found me on Facebook, sent me a message to see if I'd changed my mind. You look like a stalker. Beat it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that, it social media really does show the best and the worst in people. Like, because, like I said this before, it's this fantasy world where they show all these good posts of them doing great things. They don't show the posts of them paying their taxes. They don't show the posts of their bank account barely making it.
Yeah, minus whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that drives me nuts about kids now, and I've got two teenagers, is Snapchat. Like, they don't text anymore. Mm-hmm. They got their phone out. Oh, this is what I'm doing.
And they message each other on Snapchat.
Yeah. Drives me nuts.
Snapchat, I that was the one where I gave up. You know, like, I was okay. I'm okay with, well, Facebook, of course, Twitter. I'm okay. I like Instagram. But Snapchat was just that one where I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I refuse to do this one.
Yeah.
But at work here, I get the, Chad, go on Snapchat. Get on Snapchat. It's like, God, I'm going to have to do it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Like I said, we had snow down in Phoenix, which was super weird when I was there last week. And then just now I heard there's a 4.6 magnitude earthquake detected near Red Deer, some houses shaking, things like that around Sylvan Lake. That's crazy, man.
Hey, did speaking of natural disasters, did a tornado hit your house when you were gone?
Brock took care of my house.
Young Brock.
Well, we were in Phoenix, and everything seemed okay. Everything was fine.
But he cleaned you out of all your food.
No, he didn't. I don't know what the guy ate when he was there, but I went and bought all this food for him. And like,
the leech never ate your food?
It was all still there when I came back. I didn't check the beer fridge, though.
Yet. Oh, that's probably gone.
That might be empty. And I noticed a couple of different kinds of beer that I don't drink in my fridge, so he must have even gone and bought more.
But
beer.
All in all, it was okay?
Yeah, but what he doesn't know... what young Brock doesn't know is I have surveillance cameras in my house.
Oh.
Right? Not inside.
Yeah.
Because not that we're on.
Yeah.
Okay, when he was there, I'm not that guy. But there's a camera outside.
And so you could see the comings and goings.
So I could see the comings and goings of my house. Well, what young Brock doesn't understand or may not realize is that I get an alert every time there's movement on my driveway, any time between like certain hours of night.
Yeah.
And a certain young lady kept appearing at the house.
So it was like skip the dishes or something? Or
yeah. Well... The one time was an appearance at midnight, and then I got a notification that she had left around 2.
Oh.
And then I got a notification that she had shown up with an overnight bag. And of course, I could see the video, and she shows up with an overnight bag.
Well, maybe they were just watching Netflix or something.
But I'm sure. I will say this, though.
Uh-huh.
Good guy.
Uh-huh.
Sends me a message 2 days before I'm expected to be back, and it says, "Hey, man. What are the rules when it comes to cleaning your bed sheets?" And I just said, you do them. So he doesn't know that I know what was happening. Well, now I guess he does. But anyway, those surveillance
good
cameras
job, Brock.
Come in. Hey, and I'm not mad at him.
Yeah.
Hey, good on him.
Yeah.
Do what you do. You do you. I told him. I said, my house is yours.
Apparently he didn't do him.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.